Hey, this is Carla Harper with your Worthy Thought of the Day. Life is lived mostly in the flat, desert lands in between mountaintop experiences. Much of the Old Testament gives an account of how God's people historically made their own journey from slavery and bondage in Egypt to possessing the most abundant, rich land on the earth. Those stories are full of principles that apply to your life. When you reach points, like the Israelites, where God is about to take you to the next level, give you something bigger than you've yet experienced, like graduation, marriage, a new job, it is important to stop and read Deuteronomy 10 through 11. Moses' words and those he brings from God are just as relevant to you today as they were to those weary Israelites. It had been 40 years, and finally, they were about to see the Promised Land. To paraphrase, God is saying, "I've used the desert to shape and strengthen you. I'm giving this next level opportunity to you, but it comes with a few stipulations. Respect me, follow me, love me, serve me, obey me." In Deuteronomy 11:26, God could not make it any more clear. He says, "I'm setting before you a blessing and a curse." Graduating to the Promised Land can make or break people. Don't let it go to your head. Remember where you came from. Those days of perseverance, loneliness, fear, maybe wondering if you'd ever make it to the next level. If you will continue to stay committed to God's commands, He will take you to increasingly higher places in life and do incredible things with your life, things you could never even dream. Thanks for listening. I'm Carla Harper.
Plain-spoken, biblical-based daily devotions are available in The Worthy Girl's Guide to Life by Carla G. Harper, a 365 daily read covering issues and questions that every woman faces from the teen years to late adulthood. Copies are found anywhere books are sold or at carlagharper.com. Phone 336-596-7514. That's 336-596-7514.